Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us is our state senator, Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, Kevin, and you?
I'm doing well also, thank you. Well, we got the word. Looks like the governor is shutting down the state, and you kind of wanted to get a message out about that.
The governor will make an announcement that she is going to follow, similar to Ohio, Illinois, with a shut-in-place type of order. So just trying to let individuals know. I don't honestly think it's a whole lot more than what we currently have already been practicing, but we'll know more at 11 o'clock. So, I think the largest things to do is stay safe, stay home, and enjoy some family time, and get out and get some fresh air every so often as well. But, the state's now at about 135 cases, and it's updated at 2 o'clock every day at Michigan.gov. If you go to Michigan.gov and then hit the coronavirus sign, there is a window that will tell you how many new cases for the day, and there's a tab right below it that will give you the running totals as well. And so we're right now at 135, seven cases in the 36th Senate District. So we've now are at 5 in Midland, 1 in Gaylord, 1 in Gladwin. Rumors that Gaylord may be seeing another one, but compared to Southeast Michigan and part of West Michigan, we're doing very, very well. And so, I just want to make sure people know that we're all out here, we're all working. Unemployment is not something we all try to use, but if you have been ordered to stay in, unemployment is somewhere to make sure you go online and check. And many, many people that normally would not qualify do now qualify. And so finding those ways also to stay calm, and not hoarding, but get the supplies that individuals need as well. So.
All right. Now, if they want more information, Jim, are there some sources they can go to learn more about this?
You know, the best source at this point is actually Michigan.gov.
Yeah.
And it's just that simple. And you will see the coronavirus that everybody's, the picture of it. And if you click on that, that will take you to the state site that gives you all kinds of information for residents, for businesses, for manufacturing, and for other as well. And so it's probably the best site to go out, get any information. If you don't, if you're not finding that, then, we are checking from home the phone calls and emails. And so 855-347-8036. And we'll try to get with individuals as quickly as possible. But, again, I think the largest part of this is minimizing the exposure to others and protecting yourself and others as well by minimizing the social intercontact at the moment. So, I think that we're seeing the curve that goes up that we've seen across the world, quite frankly. And so we're headed up that curve. And what we want to try to do with minimizing contact is to level that curve out. And so still a lot of people will be exposed, but if we can level it out and not overwhelm our medical systems, that's the key part. We've got some amazing individuals out at each of our hospitals, our firefighters, our police officers, our 911, our Department of Health and Human Services, all working to keep us safe and keep us healthy. And so, offering them the support that they need as well is always good. It always comes down to remembering this when in times of need. And so it's a wide area that is being cast. Even manufacturing has totally stepped up in the state of Michigan. You have General Motors trying to retool to help with respirators. We have other companies, even our small distilleries that were making vodka, bourbon, whatever, right, are now making hand sanitizer and getting that out. And others are doing it as well. And so if you have questions, go to Michigan.gov, click on Corona, and you can find executive orders, and it will spell out exactly what it means. And so if there are things, please let us know. If you do not have the right symptoms, then please don't go be tested. It's not necessarily just the test as much as it is also using up valuable supplies, with masks, gowns, and everything else as people come and go. And so calling and checking with the emergency rooms, make sure you meet all of the qualifications for it before going in is advised as well.
State Senator Jim Stomas, you be safe also, my friend, and any other updates, feel free to let us know about them.
I appreciate it, Kevin, and I'll talk to you on Thursday morning.